As part of Black History Month, the city of Springfield, Massachusetts, held a ceremony to honor the city's first black firefighter. When Leonard Corbin joined the Springfield Fire Department in the summer of 1969, it was a time of racial strife in Springfield and across the country. But Eddie Corbin said it did not deter his brother from doing something he'd wanted since he was a child, become a fireman.
Things were totally different back then in those days. There was some, hate and animosity that was around and everything like that. But he fought through that because he was dedicated and committed to being a firefighter, just something he loved to do.
Lenny Corbin was a firefighter in Springfield for 32 years. He died in 2008 at the age of 62. Not only was Corbin the first black person to join the Springfield Fire Department, but for many years he was its only minority. The city would eventually enter into a federal court consent decree to promote affirmative action. Now, a majority of the department is black and Hispanic. There are three district chiefs who are black. If his brother were alive today, he'd be thrilled the department has come this far, said Corbin.
He would be ecstatic about that. Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
A stone monument with bronze plaques honoring Corbin and recognizing his contribution to Springfield's history was dedicated in 2009 in front of the Mason Square Fire Station. The monument was the site of the Black History Month observance attended by city and fire department officials and members of Corbin's family. There was a wreath laying and bell tolling. Mayor Dominic Sarno called Corbin the Jackie Robinson of the Springfield Fire Department.
Lenny Corbin, who was much, much respected, admired, a firefighter's firefighter.
One of the people who walked through the doors Corbin helped open 50 years ago is Tyrone Denson, who made history of his own this year when he became the first black district fire chief in Springfield.
I'm glad to be here today to pay homage to Lenny Corbin. Without him, I wouldn't be here. Others wouldn't be here. And I just want to thank him. And I'm sure he's shining down and smiling upon us right now.
Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.